Comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
We just got back from the Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour.
Part 2.
In Maine, part 2, and New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. And man, was it a doozy.
We just got, oh man.
First of all, Missy said she needs a hazmat suit to go in there. Now you're going to need
a
plutonium jacket too.
Yeah. You're going to need to spray with bleach and then the hazmat suit.
Dude, there's red wine thanks to Novak because he drank like 3 bottles and he must have spilled it all over. So now there's red wine all over the carpet. The toilet probably overflowed, whether it was water or piss, I don't know, but the carpet's wet. Franz spilled beer all over the couch, and now it smells like fucking...
And carpet.
Disgusting college dorm from...
Spit phlegm on the window?
That was me. And then...
in the RV, where did you take it?
And then Novak met this girl again, and last time she was on her period, and this time she was on her period again, but all that I know is that I saw the photos... And Louis walks in and Chioda's filming. He goes, man, there's nothing cool that ever goes on this tour. You know what I mean? It's just pretty boring. Nothing ever happens. It just pans over to Novak getting blowed, and then he rips a fart as he's getting blowed.
She's blowing me out.
Louis
fart
eating
right
a
in
pizza.
Her face.
And he was eating a pizza, too.
And then Louis was feeding you pizza.
While I'm fucking her, and I have her bent over, and I'm spitting the chewed up pizza and biggest loogies on the back you can possibly imagine. And when I'm done, she's like, I'm going to have to get like 3 showers before I go to my boyfriend's house now.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah. Tell that to the fucking devil. Fuck.
What made you want to do that again?
Because...
Once again, you had two hot girls hitting on you.
I had it lined up, and then the mood wasn't right. The chick was totally down.
I know what happened. You said, let's go to the tour bus. And she said, maybe. And you're like, well, I'm not going to take maybe. Bitch, the other one, let's go.
Yeah, it took too long. So then I said to her, look, I want my dick sucked now. I said, this is the last show. I'm not going home without getting some kind of action.
Guy or girl, somebody's mouth is going to be on my dick.
And it wasn't a guy or a girl. It happened to be a fucking troll. She looked like one of those trolls that you put on the end of a pencil. With the long frizzy hair, that's what was riding my cock.
I think you like girls like that though.
Oh yeah, I love them.
You do because you don't have to do any.
Yeah, I like that kind.
You have to put zero work into it at all.
Yeah, but I would never want to be seen in public with them.
The only work that you have to do is
talk.
Is walk. No, you don't even have to talk. All you have to do is walk from the bar to the RV.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is 20 steps.
I don't even have to open my mouth. I just grab their hand and pull them along with me. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Hey, how you doing?
And then Franz. Man, Franz had this... He had this whole thing that where he was going to do a comedy speech. But, like, he wanted it to be really, really bad and, like, totally uncomfortable. And he wanted to look nervous doing it to the point where people had to tell him, shut the fuck up, faggot, and get off the stage.
Tell him some of the jokes he was telling.
Well, first of all, if you go to, like, I guess it was a metal concert. It was, like, a metal hardcore concert, and then we are going to do a signing afterwards. But, like... If you're going to see a metal band, the last thing you want to hear is some jerk off tell knock knock jokes. Like, I'm here to see metal, asshole. I don't want to hear knock knock jokes.
And he was so nervous.
what's up, everybody? Okay, does everybody want to hear some jokes? All right, well, because I got one. And then he'd look at this piece of paper, and it would be all shaky, and then he'd take a swig of beer, and it would spill out of his mouth, and then he'd wipe it with his flannel. And then he'd be like, all right, how many French people does it take to change a light bulb? Right, guys? All right, well, the answer is one French guy to change a light bulb, and then the other one to not wear deodorant.
do say the other
one.
Yeah, do the yay. Yay one.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here in Worcester, Massachusetts, because it's a really nice town, and there's a lot of cool bars. Yeah, because in my town, we only have one bar. Boo! Right, guys? But the good thing is, the bar's 5 miles long. Yay!
He was instructing the crowd when to laugh and boo for his joke.
So stupid.
Funny. Oh, and then the one where the guys have lawnmowers.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, because in my town, you know, girls wear grass skirts. Boo! But the good thing is that the boys all have lawnmowers. Yay!
And at that point, the crowd's like, get the fuck off the stage.
Shut this faggot the fuck up. That's what I... Dude, I was like, shut up, pussy, and get off the stage.
And then he would introduce us.
But once the kids started to see that we were busting on them, too, then they loved doing the same thing as we were doing.
It brought the morale up. But he would introduce these of us like 2 or 3 times before we came out.
And he introed us twice on purpose to be an asshole.
Then he started really hyper, then it got really...
He was, like, really hyper, and then when he started to do the jokes, he just got, like, super nervous on purpose. And then he was like, all right, you guys like knock-knock jokes? Fuck no! All right, well, I got one. And then he'd look at this piece of paper, he'd be like, all right, knock-knock. Well, you know, like, who's there? All right, who? Who? Jesus, there's a bunch of owls in the audience.
And the last thing that Bam's right. Who the fuck cares about knock knock jokes? They weren't even funny at 3 years old, let alone 25 or 28 or however old you are.
It all started at the scent that were the dirt bikes or the motorcycles.
That's where it started. And it was so, we were laughing so hard that he got so amped up to do the next one and make it even worse.
The more he saw us laugh, the more hyped he got, the more he wouldn't give the mic back.
He's like, let's hear it for the team. Like, he didn't know the dude's names that rode the bikes. Like,
the motorbiker guys, yay! Like,
it's all on film, too. It's so funny.
And then he would say, in my town, you know, girls wear dresses down to their ankles. Boo!
But then they start
at their knees. Yay!
But then he said something with lawnmowers. Guys have lawnmowers to cut the grass skirt.
I just said that when shit ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Pay attention. Jesus. We would have had the audio here to play it so you could have really heard it first version, but Franz has to confiscate the tapes and take them home all the time.
Always.
So there, we're left to recreate.
And then you friend some straight up 55-year-old mom with her daughter.
I had a 3
and then
clip.
She was showing her tits as her son was right there, who
was
underage.
Week. Yeah, the son was behind the mother and the daughter.
There are photos.
I had a 2-way kiss with a mom, daughter, and me while the son was behind. So it was like a weird incense.
It's not good, yeah.
With that, but the dude wasn't involved, unfortunately. But
man,
it was.
Her tits came out too.
Yeah, you signed
mom's
that.
Mom's boobs. Yeah, you circled around the nipples.
I'm sure if you go on DixieTrailerPark.com, she'd be right on there.
Well, you'll see it on the website, but
my mom always said. Oh fuck! Wait. How about the pretzel I shoved up my ass? I totally forgot about it. I was in there.
Then after the bar, we stopped right by the hotel at this someplace called Big Dogs, and we totally just walk in, and Jocasso has his shirt off and he's running around in circles at the bar,
full speed,
dancing to Lady Gaga, and Lubro's dancing all 80s, like clapping his snapping his fingers and stuff. Then Novak gets naked at the bar, and he starts bartending. He made $60 and he kept shoving all the money up his ass. And then he goes outside, right outside, like 2 feet from the door, and just shits out the money and the pretzel.
And it was hot and spicy. It was a hot,
yeah,
spicy.
Yeah, it was
pretzels.
A hot, spicy.
And
pretzel.
He said it's burning your ass.
The funniest thing was the bar owner like came up and introduced himself, and he was totally like normal and not drunk. And like we were talking, and then literally 1 hour later, he was shitbag smashed, and I don't even know how. Like he couldn't even make sense to Franz because he was saying like, "So your hotel's right there. Do you want to go drink more beer there?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm not the boss. You got to go talk to Franz." And he just goes up to Franz like, this is how bad he made no sense. So, Bam, all right, you're Franz, right? Okay, because the hotel, and then we were big dogs. That's my place, because the bar's it's two, so the bar's and we bring the Franz just like, what the fuck are you
Franz
talking about?
Franz got so nervous. He hauled ass out and ran behind the RV, not realizing that we were staying literally right next to it. And he said he was hiding, and he could see through, like, underneath the RV, tube socks. And yeah, this guy's
like,
voice.
Oh, no, it's this guy again.
He's like, oh, it's this guy. So he just decided to make a beeline across the parking lot and fuck to the hotel room. And then that's when I had to get in the shower because you decided to fucking mark me up as a cheetah while we were doing the signing. And I was covered in cheetah marks.
That was the first night.
And you know what, dude? You humped that girl, and you had the most rank feet, dude. Did you keep the same socks on the whole time? Because it was like, seriously.
I don't know what.
And then you had red wine, like, dried to your lips. Like, it was
just my,
so disgusting,
I
dude.
I brought clean socks and everything. I don't know what it is.
What did she do when you ripped the fart on her while she was blowing you?
She stopped. I don't know. Obviously, she had no class, so it didn't matter. I'm sure way worse has been done to that woman.
Were you telling her to yell louder?
Yeah, I'm like, yell louder, make me come. Look, it's a tour bus, you can scream. Ah! You know? Yeah. I'm like, turn me on, do something. And she didn't. And then her friend got her friends banging on the bus, and I'm like, we're not stopping until I come. And she banged for like 20 minutes, and finally her friend got so sick,
she left her, and
she lived 3 hours from the venue.
Yeah, and then she actually asked if Hannah would drive her back to New Hampshire, 3 hours north, and then 3 hours back, and then we had to drive home. Fuck no.
Jesus,
no way in hell.
Christ.
He's like, here's the number. Mike Yo was like, here's the number for a cab. Good luck. Man.
How about the bar of soap I shoved up my ass?
Well, I kicked the door open while you were taking a shower, and I tried to beat the shit out of you.
I know. Dude, the only time I'm safe when I'm around Bam is when he's asleep.
I got the photo of it coming out of your ass. It's like popping out like, oh, dude.
My asshole's never been cleaner, I can tell you that much.
The girl actually said, no cameras this time. And then Chiota just follows you in with the camera, and she didn't even do anything. And then everybody just started taking iPhone pictures of it.
I'm just sitting there, like, on the phone, like, with Kim. I'm like, yep, this has happened now. And I'm shooting photos as I'm on the phone with her.
She stopped in mid-blowjob to sign a consent
form. Sign a consent form.
On a pizza box.
While you're eating the pizza.
She's humping you. You're eating the pizza and then spitting it on her ass. And then Chiota's like, sign this. And then she does. Man, dude.
And she took out her tampon, too.
Yeah, where did that go? On the rug?
No, it went in the toilet.
She flushed it. Fuck, what else?
Where are there pictures of this? On Bam's site?
What?
No, they won't go on Bam's site, no way.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, Novak, she did email
They'll
me
just
already.
Get deleted.
Did she? What'd she say to you?
She said, she's like, I hope you guys don't think I'm a slut. I just got caught in the moment.
The moment of what?
She goes, I had a lot of fun. And then she goes, but help me not get into that problem again.
I don't even, dude, I don't care about that stuff, though. Like, I don't want you to think I'm a slut. I don't care if you're a slut. It seemed like a good time. Everybody was having a good time. Why would I care if you're a slut? I'm probably never going to see you again. Like, who cares?
It's not like we have a week to spend together. Let's just do what we would do if we did spend a week together in the night that we're going to spend together.
If you weren't going to be a slut, then we wouldn't have anything to talk about, and the tour probably wouldn't have been as fun.
It'd be boring.
She made the tour a little funner, right?
Talk about it for 20 minutes.
then after you pulled that maneuver, then you were probably three bottles of red wine all deep all to yourself because you were the only one drinking it. Then he goes into 7-Eleven all blacked out.
Yeah.
He wraps up a bunch of napkins with, like, duct tape, and he slaps it right on the counter at 7-Eleven. There's, like, this Arabian dude. He's like,
listen. These two fuckers named Hector and Pedro are coming, and you take this package. He's going to come in 30 minutes. You grab the money. They take the package. Don't fuck this up. I'll be back.
And the next thing you know, I'm behind the counter ringing up stuff.
He kept saying... No, you were going behind the register. No, you can. You can.
No, you
I can.
This.
All right, fine. I'll do it. No, I said you can.
I'm like, I
can.
Am.
All right, I am.
I am. I'm coming.
No, you can't.
I said, okay, I'm coming. And I'm back there. I'm ringing shit up. He's trying to delete it. Oh, man. I rang up like every... I'm just pressing every button on a 7-Eleven keyboard. And he just started the job. And I confused his whole fucking little tally sheet. He was just pressing... He didn't know how to get out of the mess I caused, man. And then they had this, like... How big was... Did you walk up? Who walked? Did you go up there
yeah,
with me?
Yeah, I was there with
How
you.
Big was that chocolate bar I told him I was stealing?
No, it was like an oversized Rice Krispie treat.
But it was like this big by this big.
50 servings.
Yeah. What's your name, Rasheem? What's up, Rasheem? I'm Novak. I'm going to rob you. You watch.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to rob you, then I'm going to steal what I want to eat tonight, okay?
He's yeah, like, just walked out the door with that.
Yeah, I just walked out.
No, I said, you can take that.
And I said, I am. You said I can, and I am.
No, you can.
He was a good sport.
Oh, he loved every minute of it. He wasn't pissed. That's why. That's what was cool.
Did he think at all that you were serious?
No. He was laughing with me. He knew. I guess he could tell. That
what about
I
the was, duct tape napkins?
He was so nervous what was in it. He just took it and like pushed it back on the floor because he didn't want to be part of a drug deal. I was just thinking about you, Red Mohawk.
What up? Oh, there he is.
What's going on?
Yo.
What?
What's up, buddy?
You can.
No, you can. You can do this.
I am.
I am.
You can.
And then Louie's in the back, and he's got, like, this towel draped over his shoulders. And I go to touch his shoulders. He's like, don't touch me. I'm like, why? And he's stealing all this stuff up under his armpits. He stole all the expensive stuff and paid for, like, the 99-cent things.
Jesus.
He comes walking out with a towel wrapped around with all these things stuffed up under his armpits, like cups of bowls of soup and shit.
Aggressive.
Just picture Novak as a pile with his ass hanging out, going into a 7-Eleven at like 2:30 in the morning, just slapping a big pile of napkins with duct tape around it.
The first thing you said to the guy
Hector
was like, "I'm here
Pedro
to steal shit."
Yeah, I walked in. I'm like, "I'm here to steal shit. Now don't bother me." That's what I told him.
First thing you said when you walked in.
But Chioda was filming, right?
Yeah.
So
that's
probably why I knew it was fake.
Yeah, and I think he knew that he couldn't control me pretty much, so whatever he said that I can, even though it was can't, I took it as can, so I can go behind the register, so I did, and he couldn't stop me. Anything I wanted to do, basically, I was doing.
Thanks very much for coming.
Pretty much.
Thanks very much for coming.
He was
Thanks
stoked.
Much for
he loved it was probably
it.
The most fun he had all week.
I guarantee it. I had fun.
Thanks very much for coming.
All right, let's go to a song.
You want
to
play Jack 9?
Yeah, I'm going to play Lacuna Coil.
Nice.
Yeah, Mion. Radio Bam, Series 20.
Faction. Yeah. Here we cock it.
Won't you get closer into run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho!
It's Radio Bam, baby!
Faction.
Yo. So like I was saying, we just got back from the Dream Cellar Ming Hags tour and up in New England, and the RV is completely fucked. Dude, it smells so bad in there.
I haven't walked in it since we left this morning. Have you walked back? You were just in there looking for your bags.
Well, we were blasting the Moxie and we were all jumping around, and then it. Franz dumped like all this beer everywhere.
That was the moment it all.
How do you even clean up beer, like dried beer all over like couches? You can't.
You just rub it in.
Franz is the first one to bitch about shit when it gets out of control, but then once he's in control, he makes the worst mess of everything.
Then you were holding the brand new bottle of red wine, and then Hannah just slams on the brakes, and you just go flying backwards into the fucking
the center console.
Yeah, the center console hits his head on the radio.
Hard as fuck, too, man. Man, I got worked over, man. I really did.
And you know what? If Franz wouldn't have taken the tape and went back to Philly, I could play his fucking horrible, horrible comedy set.
Save that for next week.
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you in town next week, or are you going to? Are you going away? Or?
Who?
You.
Well, we're doing a CKY video this whole week, and then I have to go to Vancouver. Yeah, man.
What's going on in Vancouver?
Something at Whistler, man.
A snowboard?
It's like an Element thing. I think it's a Zoomies, like, 100K thing.
Oh, yeah, that one thing.
Yeah. Should be pretty fun. I think I'm supposed to, like, host something, but I have no goddamn clue what I'm going to talk about, so.
Oh, man, how bad was it when we were supposed to fucking bring out the Seven Dust, and there was absolutely 14 people in the whole stadium?
Well, we did get there early, but...
What happened?
Well, it wasn't our fault.
We went... There was, like, a bunch of bands playing, and then the big thing was Seven Dust and then Black Label Society, and Franz, like, set up all this merch, but, like, it was a big, like, Verizon Wireless center, so, like, it was just this tiny little Ming Hags booth behind, like, a popcorn
stand.
Right
next to, like, the little hot dog stand.
You couldn't even see it, and nobody even knew what the fuck it was. And, like, an hour went by, and he didn't even sell a sticker. I'm like,
not
dude, pack
one.
This shit up, and let's get the fuck out of here.
We're standing behind the thing like fucking idiots. All Franz managed to acquire from that was the hot dog vendor's phone number.
Not to mention, 70% of all the merch went to, like, the bands and the venue, so it was already pointless as it is. Franz was like, well, this was just a test to see if it was successful or not. I'm like, obviously it was 100% not.
It didn't seem like there was a lot of people there either.
I know.
That's weird.
It was a bad turnout.
But I remember the one tour manager was such a dick to Chioda because he broke out his camera. And it's like, get out of here! It's like,
remember Chioda got pussy and he brings the girl on the bus and she's some shy girl and she's standing next to him? I'm like, Chioda, did you fuck her? And he's all shy and he's like, he kind of nods to me. I'm like, well, where'd you come at? And she just looks and she's like, your friend is a dirtbag asshole. I'm like, I know, 100%.
Have you met Novak?
On the last tour, Chioda was humping somebody in the bathroom and it was all sick because there was like dried piss everywhere. And it was all hot in there for some reason because when you turn on the heat, it blasts
right into the bathroom.
Right into the bathroom and then a little bit into the back. So it was like hot and pissy smelling. And then he lasted 10 seconds. He goes, I took my tampon out for this.
Poor Chioda, man.
Yeah.
And then every time he hooks up with a girl, Franz is Chioda's boss, per se, so Franz will be like, Chioda, we need a tape, even though it's like 5 in the morning and there's nothing to be filmed. And Chioda will have his girl like in bed working his magic. And as soon as fucking he gets to his feet, Franz dives right in for the kill and takes his girl every time. Last time he did it, Chioda came back. He's like, for Christ's sake, Franz, I wasn't even gone 3 minutes, goddammit. 3 minutes, and you're already doing this to me. Every time he does it. I feel bad for the kid.
How about G's anxiety attack?
Oh, what a pussy.
Sounds like such a cop-out to me. The third one, he obviously didn't feel like going, man, I'm having an anxiety attack. Well, then so am I. I'm having an anxiety attack. I don't want to go either. I don't want to fake smile all day long.
I want to go, trust me. I really did. Yeah, right. I did want to go.
But what?
Man, I wish I could have an anxiety attack anytime I didn't want to do something.
I just, died something. Man, I don't know.
Dude, at one point, I said, gee, what are you thinking about? And he's like, I'm trying to think of something to think about.
Then you called him. Remember when you called him, Novak? And you fucking scared him even more, dude?
Yeah, because I was furious that he didn't come, but we all had to go. So I'm like, you and your fucking lying-ass anxiety shit.
Well,
I'm
going to
come back there and fucking destroy your room.
I didn't even sleep. I was waiting. I put on my shoes. I had my fist ready. I was like, I had like a lampshade in my hand. You're like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that. Oh, I'm like, dude, I'm going to break this thing over his head.
Oh, then we stayed at this fucking piece of shit hotel. All I wanted to do was sleep. But, the walls were paper thin.
They were fucking...
I guess I was sleeping right next to the room service door because it kept banging open and closed like every 1 minute. Yeah. Like, really loud.
Vacuum cleaner.
Kids running around upstairs.
Yeah, there was like a fucking Taibo class going on upstairs.
Fucking robbery.
Like, it was seriously the loudest ever. I just got up and I just started slamming my door like 10 times all out because it wouldn't even have made a difference. Like, nobody would even complain.
Oh, man.
Just to prove a point. And I think that there were some people speaking Spanish fucking next door, too.
I didn't hear that. I missed that one.
Is that you, Novak?
No. Well, you could sleep through anything, dude. I was, like, really tired, and it was 6 in the morning, and I just laid there till noon, like, trying to sleep, and I was just getting more and more aggro.
I go through cycles. Either I can't sleep for fuck, or I can sleep. And you were tired as shit, and I was, like, tired, and I was, like, ready to go to bed, and you kept pacing. I'm like, Christ, it's only a matter of time before he wants to go on a fucking journey walk, and I know I'm going to have to join him on it. I'm like, just lay down and go. Like I said, the only time I'm safe from him is when he's sleeping, dude.
How about, Jocasso running around circles at mixers.
The jogathon.
Dude, you had this girl, Jocasso, you were running in, it was like a boxing square, and you were running in circles. You started out forward running in circles, then you're running backwards. Some hot girl gets in the middle of the circle hoping that you might slow your pace down enough to dance with her. And she got so dizzy of turning around trying to keep with you, she decided to stand still, maybe, to get the hint that you might would dance with her. And then you didn't dance with her. You started doing some gay aerobics. So I'm wondering.
85% gay.
Are you
shirtless too?
Are you curious?
Dude, I had a heart rate going, man. I had it up.
Well, why wouldn't you want that heart rate up in her pussy instead of fucking running in circles around her?
Like, you have any room to talk. As soon as a hot girl starts hitting on you, you don't want to deal with it because you have to talk.
Yeah, then I'll get pussy from the one I don't have to talk to.
That's minging his shit.
Yeah, but I still come. That's the name of the game.
Last night.
It's as easy as that.
Dude, man, remember I said to Mike, the guy who was like orchestrating the whole tour, I'm like, man, your wife is fucking gorgeous. Do you know that I fucked her like 50 times in my brain already and came every which way but Sunday? And we were driving 40. As soon as I said that, he like slams the gas on the 90. I think I touched a nerve on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do a song. How about track
one? Here's my timing.
Living Things from St. Louis.
So you say.
So I do say.
Were they from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Are they living things from St. Louis?
I believe so.
What makes you figure out about this band? How did you hear about this band?
Actually, a long time ago, they played at the Viper Room, and I remember them being pretty rad. But I just found it in an old CD case, and I haven't heard it in a while, so I want to rock out.
That old CD case, it must have some dust in it, because it doesn't want to play.
It's a brand new CD.
That means you've never heard it before?
Metal shit or pussy shit?
No, I was, you'll see. It's like standard rock.
We'll see.
Soft rock? No.
Soft rock?
Soft rock. So what do you listen to, man? I like soft rock.
97.5 to Cure. Yeah.
A little bit of elevator rock.
Doesn't want to play.
Try the other one.
That's what they say.
The other one works better.
We'll see. Let me see for a second. I think we need new CD players.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the top one.
Every time.
Yeah, that's serious?
How about the bottom one?
T-O-C-R.
Alright, I'll try it.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to hang tight.
We're about to come. I'm about to come.
Is there an auxiliary?
Give him something to think about, G.
I know. How about that guy that tried to give you the business proposition when
God
you
God damn it, man. Why do people think it's the right time when there's like a line out the door of people who want photos and autographs and then they want to chit-chat for like a second to come up and give me a 20-minute business proposition?
That was like seriously like 10 minutes. Like,
and I'm just
longer.
Sitting there like staring at him like, you can't be serious. Like,
There's people waiting in line.
There's people waiting in line, and he's just on and on and on and on about, like...
Not, like, buying anything or want, like, ugh.
Do we get it?
We got it.
See, the bottom one's the best.
Sure it is.
That's what she said.
You think of that one yourself, Novak?
Yeah.
Wait it.
Pretty
here,
witty.
Here it is.
Yay.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's a calm now, it's a stone. Where the monkeys wear the show. But if you come along, yeah, you'll be alright. Some say that we're back in school. I'm back in school, we'll break the rules. Yeah, we'll break the rules. But you'll be alright. We salute you.
So yeah, man.
That was Living Things.
Novak's dad just died about a week ago from like a crack overdose or something.
Novak is clapping.
Fuck yeah! And guess where they're gonna have his fucking memorial service?
Where?
In a bar.
Wait, aren't his ashes in the bar?
No. Well, once. He was so fucking broke that he donated his body.
Nobody even cared enough to pay a lousy $60 for an ad in the paper. Not an ad, a thing in the paper.
Should have been an ad.
Yeah,
should have been a fucking ad in my eyes. But no one even paid the $40 to say scumbag died this year, this month, whatever.
What did he sign off on the book?
No, yeah, he signed off. Gee, no,
well, what does it matter now?
I know. He had
what's
no,
he gonna do, Sue?
He had no money. He had no money to have a funeral or anything like that. So
I didn't say
he
anything.
Finds a place to donate his body and his organs, which you couldn't even use his eyeballs. His whole body's so fucking toxic. What are they gonna do with it? So they're gonna cremate his body, and when they're done doing whatever experimental shit they're gonna do with it, they're gonna send his ashes back to that barroom whore he lives with, and they're gonna toast to ashes on the mantle at the bar next door and have a big party.
So, and weren't you supposed to get his gold or something
yeah,
like that?
And
so
he had like 40
you went over to the house to get it, and the barroom whore who lives there goes,
I cleaned the whole place, and I didn't find any gold. Yeah.
An hour I'm after sure. he dies, $50,000 worth of my grandfather's jewelry, the only thing he managed to save through his crack bender, has disappeared. So
yeah, right into her pockets.
And a Corvette sitting outside that was his just magically got sold a week before he died. Because I would stand to inherit everything he had, which is nothing and gone. So. That fucker had nobody.
Be you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers.
I took Novak to Day Day's, well, not Day Day's, his baby shower, Melissa's, and this idiot eats and then falls asleep in the car, but it was probably from your Suboxone or whatever. I'm like, dude, why are you all sleeping all the time?
Man, when I eat midday, man, that shit just fucks me up. I fall right asleep.
That's called lunch, dickhead. People do it every day.
Man, when I eat in the daytime, man, I just crash. I fall asleep.
I only eat at nighttime. I don't eat a day. I eat yogurt during the day and then a dinner at night.
Like, that's your logic.
It works for me.
Lunch. That's what it's called.
Lunch isn't in my schedule. No time. I'm a busy man.
Yeah, doing what?
Thinking about things to think about, like G. What are you thinking about right now, G?
That's that.
That's that.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean.
G, you going to take any photos? Did you bring your camera stuff? Maybe.
So I watched this movie Twilight like 10 days ago, and there's this one part that's so out of line because it's a PG-13 film for kids, and he's talking about like how the girls, if he just sucked their blood, it's his own brand of heroin. I thought it was like so out of place that I had to do a little YouTube spoof for Novak.
Oh, it was fucking
and bad. I got it right here. Chad, you want to plug this in?
No.
No.
You asked.
Aren't you reading New Moon now?
Dude, I made it to page 40, and, like, I thought I'd be into it, but the whole fucking thing is just, like, yeah, so I went here, and then I thought about him, and then, like, I went over there, and then I thought about him, and then when he wasn't there, I thought about him. I'm like, this, I can't do it. I thought I'd be into it.
Where is it plugging at? Got me doing too much shit right now.
Into the mic. Here, wait.
What?
Speak into the mic, Chad.
I'm not talking.
It's a major.
He's making
label.
Me try to unplug this video camera so you can all hear what are we watching.
Hang on. Oh, there it is.
Don't we have an easier way to
come
do
on, man.
Talk
on,
to the label.
I don't know.
The
talk
major,
to the label.
The major,
major
label.
Label.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a major label.
That's all Franz kept saying about you, how you're all on the new
oh, about
major
him the,
label.
Yeah, him in the video?
Yeah.
It's a major label.
Because he's like, okay, so we're going to do a video for Roadrunner. Just so I know, like, what videos have they done before?
What, are you challenging the major label? Look at any video. Any
no, Franz is trying to challenge, like, well, who have they done? I don't know if I really want to get involved with them. I know their type. Just whatever. Yeah, they make videos, Franz. You want to make one or not?
He said before he'd ever, like, he'd ask you for advice, and you'd be like, talk to the major label.
Nah. The label. They're an indie label.
It just sounded funny,
I don't know.
Though.
Roadrunner.
I know it's Roadrunner, but Franz insisted it was a major label, and that's how you called it.
Nope.
All right, here we go. Here's the Twilight thing.
I don't got it. You got it?
I don't. There it is.
It's you. You're sick. Suck a drug to me. I like my own personal brand of heroin.
Heroin? Who said heroin?
Oh shit, what's up? It's me, Novak. Yo, you get a chance to read Dream Cellar yet? Oh shit, am I ruining the movie? All right, fine, I'll go. Where's my needle?
Jesus Christ.
It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, I told him to look at it. Him and Manny were laughing his ass off.
He sends me a link. He's like, look at Twilight, Bam, Novak. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? And we looked at it. I watched the first time, and it was funny. And then the second time, me and Manny literally laughed in tears for like 2 hours. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's on Bam's update page section.
And you did it. Yeah, we know you put it up there, Jay.
No, I'm just saying for people who don't know.
What is it, Jay?
And then you're supposed to be Growly Gus on the tour and shit in a diaper and eat the shit out of the diaper.
What happened with that? I'm still willing to do it.
See, it's just borderline. I don't even know if I could even use that because it's so gnarly.
Growly Gus.
Everything you do is so gnarly that it can barely be shown.
The tour should be like naked ass anus tour. Like, it's just everything has to do with naked shit ass going up your ass. You know, like.
Up your ass.
Yeah, up it, out it.
And people are like, you're gay. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just...
Naked, nudie, really X-rated Novak putting shit up his ass.
Tour.
That's
all it is.
Novak, I got a surprise for you.
Wow.
Baby Shambles.
The new one?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I need that Pete Doherty hat, man. I just read this new interview. He's got the fucking coolest hat I've ever seen.
I thought that's the one you wear right now.
Nah, dude.
Pete Doherty, so much better than Lem Farrow.
That little fucking minnow, don't get me started.
Lem Farrow.
Fucking minnow compared to that shark. Pete Doherty is a great white, man, in my eyes.
Here he is, then.
Sweet.
Yeah, you ready for it?
Well, I can't wait. I
was born ready for this motherfucker.
right now. Oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Remember when we went out to, we had to intro a band called, you got every fucking band wrong. All you had to do was say, Till We Die, Seven Dust, and Black Label Society, and this idiot's like, all right, who wants to see Till I Die? I'm like, Till We Die, idiot. And he's like, what about Seven Ducks? I'm like, not Seven Ducks. And then, last but not least, Black Label. I'm like, Black Label Society, you fucking idiot. Then I had to come up and kick you, and then I landed so wrong, dude. I had a big-ass hipper.
Yeah, you knocked my feeling out on that, man.
Seven Ducks?
That's how many were in the audience.
Seriously, seven people in the audience.
Fuck it.
Till I Die, Seven Ducks, and Black Label.
Now let's rock.
Major.
Rock my fucking
Major Label.
Right. Are they considered to be under major labels, Chad?
Who?
Seven Ducks?
No, Black Label.
I don't know. How about that fat fuckface Bernie on the last stop? This piece of shit, he tried to scam. If you're gonna scam somebody for money and like cause a lot of enemies over it, do it for a lot of money. This idiot, he wanted to like make a few extra dollars, so he created this fake bar bill that was like a little bit over $100, and he got caught red-handed.
And then he left. And then left his assistant to deal with it.
Yeah. Then the assistant comes into the back room, comes in to talk to Franz, and Franz is so fed up that he's just like, you want to talk about this now in front of everybody? Puh, talk about the worst timing ever. Jesus Christ. I'll talk to you when I'm ready.
Talk to you when I'm ready about this.
Well, apparently he made a $30 cover charge and it only went to him and to the bands. There wasn't like a cut for like you.
I think he made there be one though.
Really?
Yeah
they they stopped it and we weren't going back out until they got it straight and then they did. And
okay. So.
Worked out, but he still ended up making a lot of enemies over $100.
Yeah. And he was at the Verizon place, too, and he was just sketchy about that. Like,
not giving passes out.
Yeah, like, you get passes when you...
Here's the thing. He was like, I don't have enough passes for everybody. And then we're like arguing. And then finally he's like, all right. And then he pulls two out of his pocket when he was claiming that he couldn't get any. And then he pulls two out of his pocket.
Yeah, someone said, well, no one's getting off the bus then. And then all of a sudden he just whips two out.
What an ass wipe.
Anybody with a name like Bernie, that's what the fuck you expect. You know what I mean?
We get a Bernie.
You're not going to get a lot from someone named
Bernie. The Verizon Center pushing the venue is like up an hour. Like the first band went on at like 6 or something.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah, everybody had to cut their set short 50%.
Like 10 minutes. Like the opening band only had a 10 minute
set. What the hell's that about?
It was like, what? Even then, I think Black Label Society had like a half an hour.
Is playing for 10 minutes even worth setting up?
No.
That's like a song and a half.
And then Franz and whoever else, maybe Jocasa, they couldn't get out because they had like a white...
It's like a fake pass. Yeah.
They weren't allowed to go outside to go back to the van. Like, no, you're not allowed to go outside.
They wouldn't let them leave. Like, if you have a fake pass, wouldn't you want them out, not in?
What the fuck? Can't go out.
You got a fake pass, you got to stay in.
Oh, man.
Fucking Bernie.
Fuck that dude.
And he smelled...
Remember when we pulled into the gate just now and Kevin's outside with like all this, like he's just holding all this trash and like in the woods. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, I just found like I found your brother's credit card. I'm like, really? Cool. Let me get it. He's like, and then I found your credit card like down there. I don't even need to sign paperwork to even get a credit card. I can just walk around your yard and find something.
He's just walking around his yard with a trash bag collecting credit cards that Bam's lost.
Dude, he always puts in all these like big trash bags in the dumpster in the back, and then a gust of wind comes, and then they just stick all over the trees everywhere. It looks like a North Philly crack hideout. There's just like trash and paper bags stuck to all my trees, and they're pretty much impossible to get because they're like 20 feet high.
And they all tangle around.
I think he likes that, though, because then it gives him a whole mission's worth, a day worth of work to try to get him back out. You know what I mean? So I think he likes it.
He loves to show up early and just try to find all the golf balls that I hit the day before.
He loves that, man.
He gets off on some odd things.
Keeps him busy.
Pays the bills.
He's mowed the lawn like he mows it like three times a week. Like there's no need.
Hasn't rained for 5 years, but he'll mow the lawn.
Shipper used to do the same thing. He would just like be bored, so he'd just mow the lawn that already has been mowed, and then he always would empty the hot tub.
Oh, remember that dude? Him that hot tub, man.
He'd empty the hot tub and then refill it. And then we wouldn't even get in it. And then, like, a week would go by, and he would just assume that it was dirty. So then he'd empty it again. I'm like, why did you empty it? No one has even gotten in it yet. And he's done that so many times.
You know how people have, like, sex fetishes? He had a fetish with emptying that fucking hot tub every other day. No reason.
Fetish with
that was that he had a hot tub fetish. He truly did, man.
Dude, on that motocross street bike demo thing, there's all Christ. These little kids just watching, and they were like, Novak, get on the back of the bike. We'll do a wheelie. So what does he do? Gets on the back of the bike. It's fucking your assholes all hanging out, popping wheelies. And then you got in the front, and he did a wheelie with you in the front, and your ass, your pants were hanging down so low that you could see the end of your balls.
Yeah, like, it was
not like, only could you see your asshole plain as day in front of all these little kids, you could also see the tip of your balls too.
Yeah, and then I look over. I
your
see
balls aren't supposed to have a tip.
His does.
Mine's got all kinds of shit going on down there. And dude, I look over and I see these two maybe 11-year-old kids running around with the heroin needle shirt. Right? I'm like, why would you put your kids in that shirt? Like, it's me overdosed with a needle over it. It's two, like, nice little boy and girls running around with them on.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
That was funny.
Families these days.
That's made for it.
You can raise them up.
How about Guido fist punch?
Oh, man. Dude, I'm talking to this girl, right? And I'm like, let me see a picture of your boyfriend. I'm trying to fucking get in her pants.
Ugh.
And she shows me a picture of a boyfriend.
No, first of all, she said, my boyfriend thinks you guys are assholes.
Oh, yeah, right.
And everything you do isn't even funny or something like that. I'm like, oh, my God. Wait a minute. Let me guess. You're dating some buff, jealous jock, aren't you? And then she showed a photo, and it's like the worst Guido I've ever seen. Like, spiky hair, and he was, like, beyond tan that he was, like, orange.
Dude, you know
how people, and he had, like, an alligator T-shirt on. Like, it was straight from, like, St. Pedro Island,
dude,
or Cancun or something.
It was
like
Jersey.
People
dude,
usually go
Jersey.
To like Miami for spring break. They fucking fly right to Muscle Beach for spring break, man. Just do as many
push-ups
as they can do.
What'd you say, Jacaso? You're like, all right, how much does he shoot up?
Yeah,
the
I already knew he did steroids, so I was just like, so how often does he do it? Like, and she's like, yeah, well, you know.
Well, he'll probably be on GuidoFistPump.com.
I guarantee he's been on it.
No, I took the photo. I found the photo and I emailed it to.
That girl was a waste.
Fuck this.
His weekly paycheck goes towards his hair gel, man. I'm telling you, it was fucking...
For waxing his body.
Don't forget the spray tan.
Oh, he was spray tanned up.
Ugh.
Beyond spray tan, he was fucking orange. God damn,
looks
dude.
Looks like he sleeps on the sun.
I'm over here adjusting the monitor.
It, like, it makes me mad even looking at the way that he looks like. Like, how
you
could somebody
want... It's impossible
wanna...
for a guy like that to smile, it looks like. He just can't do it. He just... Every photo, just ready to just, you know,
be a chin strap, do it.
Like, I've never even met the guy, but just by looking at his photo, it's just like, you're a fucking douchebag. You're the definition of a douchebag.
And what's funny is he thinks the same exact thing about us. And it's complete, you know what I mean? Yeah. But he really is.
Bizarre world.
Like, okay, if I'm a douchebag, sure, I'm a douchebag. But in his mind, even if we know he isn't. You know what I mean? Like, you can call me any name under the sun. Cool, I am. Whatever you say I am, okay, I could care less. If he found out I'm talking about him, he'd probably look for the cheapest flight and come here and want to fucking knock teeth out of my throat.
Go for it.
You know what I mean?
It was almost like the one dude who got so mad at this girl for being so annoying that he actually goes... fuck this shit. If this bitch doesn't shut the fuck up, you know what? Who did you come here with? And then she points to some dude. I'm fucking him up then.
It's like some like
somebody's so
dudes.
Mad at a girl being annoying that he has to beat up whoever came with her.
The whole fucking crew's getting beat up.
Who told us that story? That was so funny when
I didn't
heard
see
that.
It, but I heard it. Yeah. I heard about it.
It's like it's some FSU gang or whatever it's called.
Fuck shit up, gang.
Yeah.
So it's almost 8 o'clock, you know. It's 8 o'clock, ready, bitch.
Oh, shit. Let's do one more song.
What do we got?
What do
we
Let's
got?
Do Private Line from Finland.
Oh,
1-800 out of nowhere.
Yeah. That was written about me.
Whoa.
Nah. Yo, if you new CKY,
yeah.
You can get a free song if you go to CKYAlliance.com.
Can you get Hellions right now?
You can if you go to CKYAlliance.com.
Well, let's blast this shit.
New CKY.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! All
right. Let's play Private Line.
No!
Oh! No!
Yeah, everybody, they can go to CKYAlliance.com and get it free right there.
Why wouldn't you want to play it right now? Dude,
don't send me home with a hard
time. Come on, Mon.
That's like blue balls.
Come on, Mon.
Play the song.
You
come on, Mon.
You just want to send me home with
next
a hard
week.
Knock.
All right, next week. Go to CKYAlliance.com.
All right. Ginger, show me a drink.
What do you want to hear?
All right.
It's Private Line, here it is.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is no new CKY for sure.
Later.
Radio Band 28, fuck you.
Be well, everyone.
Hey, who is it?
Oh, God.
Is that for me? I'm here.
This is not new CKY.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.